Stay tuned for another exciting story about American veterans as told by the veterans themselves and hosted by Randy Baxter, the host of The Veteran Next Door.
The Veteran Next Door. Here's your host, Randall Baxter.
You're listening to The Veteran Next Door, and I'm your host, Randy Baxter. Our topic today, you've heard it before, it's going to be post-traumatic stress disorder, but we're going to talk about what it used to be called in the past. It used to be called, during Civil War times, it was called Soldier's Heart. At the end of World War I and during World War II, it was called shell shock. And in today's medical environment, we call it post-traumatic stress disorder. But before we do that, I just want to go over some things with you. I want to imagine the first time you ever really got scared and you reached that fight or flight syndrome and your body filled up with what's called adrenaline. And you were ready to go, but as the fear went away, the adrenaline subsided. And I'm not sure what that was that made you do that. It really doesn't matter. It can be militaristic or it can be just social or economic. But later on in your life, it may cause you to have some flashbacks. It might cause you to have some nightmares. Might even make you want to run away. After a while, it might even develop something that I might call emotional numbness. Might even make you drink too much, just so that you can forget the situation. The situation might make you feel guilty or angry. Maybe even because you even just survived what happened. And you know, I'm not an expert on it, but it may be a normal reaction to an abnormal situation. Something that normal people don't get into every day. And then you may wonder if you're ever really cured. So, you know, in the past 2.5 years, we've talked about several soldiers who have told their story. And, you know, we think maybe that economic scare we had, or maybe that crashing glass in the kitchen that gave you that start and that adrenaline was bad. But just like a couple of weeks ago, what if you had just experienced that you were a 27-year-old man? And in the period of about 35 or 40 minutes, you had just ended the lives of 24 young German soldiers, and you did it with your hands. Or what if you were a soldier in Bougainville, walking through the jungle, and a Japanese soldier jumped out from behind a rock and cut you on the shoulder with his sword? The only reason you didn't cut your head off is because another American soldier pushed you out of the way. Or what about coming home after marching in the snow for 4 months in Germany after the Battle of the Bulge and being angry at your captors for the mistreatment, the beatings? Or maybe even being called a baby killer when you came home from Vietnam. Some of you heard a story about one of my soldiers that I celebrate his birthday every year, but we don't celebrate his current birthday. We celebrate, last time we celebrated, the 45th anniversary of his 25th birthday. And that's because he was in a tower in the city of Wei at the Citadel, and he was trapped under some debris, and the North Vietnamese soldiers were hunting him, and for dinner he killed a rat and ate it for his birthday. Or maybe some of you remember our story about Lieutenant Commander Arthur Boyd that had to hold a secret because Harry Truman's assistants told him he could never tell what he did for 50 years. And it was eating at him all the time. Especially the time when he held that Chinese soldier in his arms that he had just shot. And that Chinese soldier looked up at him and said, "I forgive you." Or maybe being at war when you get a letter that says your mom passed away and you couldn't be there. Or getting a Dear John letter. Or floating in the Pacific Ocean for 5 days surrounded by sharks. Watching those weaker than you drown and die or get pulled under. And then how about that young boy that I introduced you to a year or so ago that lost his leg in Afghanistan? Or even being that young sailor that saw the USS Franklin get destroyed by the Japanese bomber with its 700 men burned within an hour, burned to death. And a couple weeks later, watch his ship break in half. So you know, those are just, you know, those are things that I know of, and I'm sure there are other things that would cause post-traumatic stress disorder. Those are just some small things that people have to live with the rest of their lives. And we have a guest today that I'm going to introduce you to in the second part of the show that might have some answers for people who are involved with people or people who do have post-traumatic stress disorders. You're listening to The Veteran Next Door. I'm your host, Randy Baxter, and we'll be right back.
The Veteran Next Door will return in a moment.
Stories told and retold from the battlefronts of America's wars by the veterans themselves. The Veteran Next Door. You love the show. Now get the book. World War II, Volume 1, 1939 to 1946. Read about how our veterans attempted to free children trapped by fascist countries. Learn about the supermen we sent to liberate the world from the crimes of World War II. Stories of Pacific land battles on the land and the sea, battles in Europe, land in the air, survival in the ocean, when a ship sinks and one breaks in half, soldiers who deserve the Medal of Honor, and read the story of the Battle of Athens, Tennessee, when many soldiers came home and had to deal with a corrupt county government and prove the need for our Second Amendment. Stories told and retold from the battlefront of America's wars. Be sure to get your copy at Amazon.com. The Veteran Next Door, Stories from World War II, Volume 1, 1939 through 1946. Don't miss one word of The Veteran Next Door.
You know, if you already have the book, I hope you're enjoying it. But a lot of people ask me, do they have to order through Amazon.com? Answer is no. You can get it direct from me and have it autographed. All you have to do is call 865-525-2323. Or you can go to my website at www.theveterannextdoor.com. And those are all little letters, no spaces, theveterannextdoor.com. Makes a great gift for birthdays, anniversaries. You know, I get emails from people that said they've bought and read the book and they've learned more about their parents by reading the experience of other people during World War II. I think you'd enjoy it too. So give us a call, 865-525-2323, or order the book online
at theveterannextdoor.com.
If you'd like a copy of today's show, contact Randall Baxter at randallbaxter.com or call 865-525-2323. Or you can pick them up at the Veteran Next Door store at 4812 Asheville Highway. Copies can be purchased as individual shows, multiple copies of the same show, or as a series. What better way to share time with the kids than by listening to the experiences of people who actually lived through historic events, like the Battle of the Bulge, World War I, Knoxville during the Civil War, Vietnam as told by soldiers who were there, the Cuban Missile Crisis, Afghanistan, and Islam in the 20th century. Each show is hosted by the Veteran Next Door host, Randy Baxter, describing the history-making events and introducing you to people who experienced the event firsthand. Purchase the shows one at a time or in sets by topic or mix and match to suit your learning need. For a list of available shows, call 865-525-2323 or contact Randall Baxter at randallbaxter.com.
Are you a licensed life insurance agent anywhere in the United States? Are you a Medicare specialist, final expense agent, captive agent, or independent broker? I have a software package that you're going to want. It's by EstateDocs Pro, and it allows you to establish a revocable living trust for your clients, and you become their go-to person for estate planning and financial planning. You can get a free 30-day trial of this software with training, and all you have to do is ask. You can call me at 865-525-2323, or you can email me at randallbaxter@randallbaxter.com or www.estatepositioningservices.com. Get your 30-day trial. Get your training on how to set this up and watch your income go up. Remember, there's absolutely no cost to you as the agent to learn this software program. No commitment, no obligation. But once you see how it works, you're going to be glad you made the call. Call 865-525-2323 or get in touch with Randall Baxter at randallbaxter.com.
Now back to the Veteran Next Door.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Veteran Next Door. I'm your host, Randy Baxter. Our guest today is Captain Ron Esslinger. He's retired from the U.S. Navy Nurse Corps, but he also served in the Marines and in the U.S. Army, and his military career goes almost 33 years. He's also a retired certified nurse anesthetist and currently the owner of a company in Clinton, Tennessee called Healthy Visions. Captain Esslinger, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Can you tell me a little bit about your military career? What would make you serve that long in there? And just tell us a little bit about your military career.
Well, started when I was 17 and I was in high school, Cock County High up in Newport. And one day I was walking down the passageway, now in the Navy, it was a hallway back in those days. And there I said this guy with this beautiful uniform on trying to recruit for the Marine Corps right in the middle of the Vietnam War, 1966. And so I thought, well, it'd be safer to go to Vietnam than to stay in Cock County. So I decided to let him sign me up, and I signed up and went into the Marines and stayed there for a year. I got injured, came out, used that money to go back to school. And at the end of my school year, the last year of school, I was out of money, but the Army was sitting there saying, we need nurses. We're still in the Vietnam War. This would have been in 1969. We'll pay your last year of school if you'll give us 2 years. So I joined the Army in order to finish up my year. Ended up in El Paso, Texas, William Beaumont Hospital. Told them I was planning on making it a career, so if they would give me a school, I'd be appreciated. Forgot to tell them what kind I'd like, so they ended up putting me in maternal and child health school, OB, obstetrics, and I stayed there for about 6 months of the year of school, and then one day I got a letter from the Department of the Army saying that I can't stay in that school because they realized my name was Michael, not Michelle, So therefore, they moved me over to pediatrics, and I finished as a pediatric nurse and the first male pediatric nurse in the Army. Went to Monterey, California. So I've always had these beautiful places to be. Went to Monterey, stayed there for another 2 years. So I was almost 3 years in the Army. Got out, stayed in the reserves. With the reserves, used that money to go to nurse anesthesia school. Was actually the first male nurse to go to the University of Tennessee anesthesia school. I was also the first male to be a pediatric clinician for the Army also. Got out of that, stayed in reserves, ended up getting a job with the Knoxville Anesthesia Group, St. Mary's Hospital. Stayed there for 11 years and realized there wasn't that much money in my retirement fund. And so I thought, well, I'll just go back in the Army. By that time, I'd made too much rank just to go back in. But the Navy said, no problem, we'll drop you 2 ranks and we'll take you. And so I went in the Navy in 1985. They sent me to Long Beach, California, where within 6 months I was the first nurse to serve on the USS New Jersey, and got to spend 6 months, or actually 3 months, on the ship doing what's called a Westpac, so all over around Singapore, Philippines, Korea. A great tour, great fun. Stayed in Long Beach, and then from Long Beach, my family and I moved to Jacksonville. In Jacksonville, they sent me to the Naval War College, where I got master's in that as a nurse. And everybody said, well, you know, nurse can't go up there. I said, well, you know, you can't do a battle plan, battle assessment. And what we found out wasn't anything but a nurse assessment, just put in a different situation. So that was fairly simple. So from there, ended up back in California. This time, I'm at San Francisco and working on the USNS Mercy, the hospital ship out there. But also while at Jacksonville, before going to the War College, I spent 8 months in Desert Shield, Desert Storm. So came back from that, went to the War College, went to the Mercy. From the Mercy, came back as the chief nurse anesthetist and the assistant department head of the anesthesia department at Naval Hospital, actually now it's Naval Medical Center, Portsmouth. And while there, got to work in a pain clinic and work with a lot of people coming back from overseas. As a matter of fact, I did anesthesia on one of the survivors of the USS Cole bombing. And so I worked with that one. I also did the anesthesia on the first American casualty during the Desert Shield, Desert Storm, the 4-day war. I was in there and did that. So that's kind of where we stow until today.
Okay. Now, when you say you did the anesthesia on someone like at the Cole.
Right.
Just what does that mean?
Well, once they were sent back to the States, they always come back to a hospital to do more debridements, or actually to redo the fractures or to do the surgeries that they really need. So there they do first aid on site, what would be called trauma treatment, shock and trauma. And then from there, they send them back to the hospitals or up into Germany. They go to Germany to the Air Force Hospital up there. And then from there, then they send them over to the United States. And the biggest medical center in the United States for dealing with casualties is actually at Portsmouth, because you've got NASA there, you've got the Marines there, you got the SEALs there, you got the Air Force there, you've got Army there, and of course the Navy. So that's a huge area for medical needs.
Right. And how did everything that you just told us get you into your current profession and your company called Healthy Visions? What's the connection there?
Well, when I retired from the Navy, actually before I had retired from the Navy, I was on six different Navy ships, and on those ships, as a nurse anesthetist, you're only working if somebody's hurting, basically, and we didn't have a lot of injuries, which is saying a lot for how the Navy safety standards are. But when I lived in Knoxville back in the 70s, had taken a hypnosis course for continuing education credits. And I had continued with that. So when I got on these ships, I used what I had learned in hypnosis to help people with anxieties, tension, stress, pains. We had a lot of people with phobias from gas masks. So I would just work with them, just in weight management, stop smoking, anything that hypnosis would work for. I would just do that with the personnel on the ship. So when I got to Naval Medical Center Portsmouth, they had basically the premier pain clinic, at least on the East Coast, maybe even the West Coast. And I don't mean just in the military, all the hospitals. And when they realized I kind of had this talent, I got pulled into the pain clinic. And within the pain clinic, stress is such a major underlying, part of pain. Stress is about 88% a part of the pain program or pain problem. That then, because I was doing some hypnosis and I was doing a lot of it and I was only one person, they decided to send me away to become a trainer so that I could train other people in hypnosis for Portsmouth. And I went down to Camp Lejeune, did some courses. So I was doing a lot of courses in the area to teach other Navy personnel and civilians that work for the Navy how to use hypnosis for pain, stress, anxiety, all the preventive health programs. And that was what really got me started. And then when I retired, I thought, well, I don't want the stress that goes with having to get up in the middle of the night and work weekends and doing anesthesia. So I just opened my own business of helping people with their problems using hypnosis, and I still teach hypnosis. We've had people from all over the world come. Now we're in Clinton, we were in Oak Ridge, but they've come from everywhere, from Singapore to Ireland to, I just got back from Zurich and Berlin teaching pain courses over there, but they come from all over the world to Clinton just to learn how to do hypnosis for pain and stress management, which is what I teach. And we still see clients on a regular basis, too.
And you do this in association with the military?
We do a lot of work with the military. Mainly what we do is, because I had taught hypnosis and been involved in a lot of military families at Portsmouth, when people started coming back with their problems of pain and stress from Iraq and from Afghanistan, I got a call from the assistant to the commandant of the Navy SEALs, and they sent me somebody down to work with, and it was so amazingly life-changing for that sailor. Or actually wasn't a sailor, that naval officer, that I was asked to come up and do a presentation to the Commodore. And then after that, when they've got somebody that's really having some difficulties, they will come down here and spend a week with us, and we do an intensive week with them. We usually do maybe one a quarter that come down, spend a week, and we work with them. Then they go back ready for service, ready for work.
We're going to talk more about hypnotism and how it works in some of these situations with our military and just basically find out how and why that's in use. You're listening to The Veteran Next Door. I'm your host, Randy Baxter, and we'll be right back.
The Veteran Next Door will return in a moment.
Stories told and retold from the battlefronts of America's wars by the veterans themselves. The Veteran Next Door. You love the show. Now, get the book. World War II, Volume 1, 1939 to 1946. Read about how our veterans attempted to free children trapped by fascist countries. Learn about the supermen we sent to liberate the world from the crimes of World War II. Stories of Pacific land battles on the land and the sea, battles in Europe, Land in the air, survival in the ocean, when a ship sinks and one breaks in half. Soldiers who deserve the Medal of Honor. And read the story of the Battle of Athens, Tennessee, when many soldiers came home and had to deal with a corrupt county government and prove the need for our Second Amendment. Stories told and retold from the battlefront of America's wars. Be sure to get your copy at Amazon.com. The Veteran Next Door, Stories from World War II, Volume 1, 1939 through 1946. Don't miss one word of The Veteran Next Door.
You know, if you already have the book, I hope you're enjoying it. But a lot of people ask me, do they have to order through Amazon.com? Answer is no. You can get it direct from me and have it autographed. All you have to do is call 865-525-2323. Or you can go to my website at www.theveterannextdoor.com. And those are all little letters, no spaces, theveterannextdoor.com. Makes a great gift for birthdays, anniversaries. You know, I get emails from people that say they've bought and read the book and they've learned more about their parents by reading the experience of other people during World War II. I think you'd enjoy it too. So give us a call, 865-525-2323, or order the book online at theveterannextdoor.com.
If you'd like a copy of today's show, contact Randall Baxter at randallbaxter.com or call 865-525-2323. Or you can pick them up at the Veteran Next Door store at 4812 Asheville Highway. Copies can be purchased as individual shows, multiple copies of the same show, or as a series. What better way to share time with the kids than by listening to the experiences of people who actually lived through historic events, like the Battle of the Bulge, World War I, Knoxville during the Civil War, Vietnam is told by soldiers who were there, the Cuban Missile Crisis, Afghanistan, and Islam in the 20th century. Each show is hosted by the Veteran Next Door host, Randy Baxter, describing the history-making events and introducing you to people who experienced the event firsthand. Purchase the shows one at a time or in sets by topic or mix and match to suit your learning needs. For a list of available shows, call 865-525-2323 or contact Randall Baxter at randallbaxter.com.
Are you a licensed life insurance agent anywhere in the United States? Are you a Medicare specialist, final expense agent, captive agent, or independent broker? I have a software package that you're going to want. It's by Estate Docs Pro, and it allows you to establish a revocable living trust for your clients, and you become their go-to person for estate planning and financial planning. You can get a free 30-day trial of this software with training, and all you have to do is ask. You can call me at 865-525-2323, or you can email me at randallbaxter@randallbaxter.com or www.estatepositioningservices.com. Get your 30-day trial. Get your training on how to set this up and watch your income go up. Remember, there's absolutely no cost to you as the agent to learn this software program. No commitment, no obligation. But once you see how it works, you're going to be glad you made the call. Call 865-525-2323 or get in touch with Randall Baxter at randallbaxter.com.
Now back to The Veteran Next Door.
Welcome back to The Veteran Next Door. I'm your host, Randy Baxter. And our guest today is Captain Ron Esslinger. He's got a long military career, and he uses his time now to help treat people with post-traumatic stress disorders, many of them from the military, using hypnosis. And Captain Esslinger, I didn't know they used hypnosis for those kind of treatments. Can you tell me a little bit about that, or, you know, its purpose or its usefulness or its techniques?
Happy to. Well, I started using hypnosis back in, 1978. And it was used a lot then for childbirth, a lot for pain management, but most people thought about it for weight and stop smoking. Of course, in this area where it's a little bit called the Bible Belt, and of course, course, Knoxville, about the buckle of the Bible Belt. A lot of people look at it as being witchcraft and other things. So what happened was, as you learn more about how it utilized, a lot of people actually use hypnosis to create the problems that they got. An example would be worry. Worry is a type of negative hypnosis. Yeah, but that word hypnosis sounds kind of weird, because we see that as people on stage making people bark like dogs or cluck like chickens. And I've had a few people ask me if I was going to do that when they come to the office. But the main thing about it is we all go into hypnosis throughout the day many times. If you're driving and you get to work or you get somewhere and you don't remember passing a building, going across a bridge, or even think, did I even stop at that stop sign? That's an alpha brainwave cycle, and that's a hypnotic cycle. As a matter of fact, the music in the background that you're listening to now is a 60 beat a minute, so it matches kind of the heartbeat to kind of calm people down at an alpha state to help you from getting overstressed. So don't listen to it too much now, but we're happy to let you listen to this any other time. The other thing about hypnosis is it's also nowadays called guided imagery or creative visualization. As a matter of fact, Albert Einstein said that everybody should do creative visualization every day, and also play. Play takes away a lot of the stress. And so one of the things that we do when we deal with our stress patients and our post-traumatic stress military and civilian is start helping them to look at themselves in a different way, to enjoy life more. But the main thing is what hypnosis will let you do is to kind of start living in the present, letting go of things of the past which have been imprinted upon our brain. A lot of people think that, well, if you use hypnosis, they're going to have control of you. Actually, hypnosis gives you more control. That's why hypnosis works so well with pain management and stress management, especially post-traumatic stress disorder, because now a person is no longer helpless to work with those things, which other medical systems have said, you know, this is all we can do for you, is it gives them some control. Because when you can control your own thoughts, then you can control what happens within the brain. It's like in pain. There is no pain till it gets to the brain. Well, there is no stress until we change how we think. Now, our thinking can also imprint stuff upon the brain or the subconscious mind, which will allow us then to have flashbacks to them because we haven't allowed ourselves to address them and to let them go. You mentioned some very interesting concepts when you were talking about post-traumatic stress earlier, which was you talked about people having guilt, and you talked about being able to do forgiveness. And letting go of guilt and being able to forgive is one of the major inroads of what we do. And forgiveness, you have to realize, doesn't mean condoning what you have done for yourself or what others have done to you. It means breaking that chain that takes the pain out of the anger and the anger out of the pain. And what I've seen with most of my post-traumatic stress disorders, it's just a different kind of pain. It is a pain that allows people to keep living things that were traumatic in the past. And unfortunately, the brain does not know the difference between a thought and a happening. So when you think something, that thought in actuality is not real. It's only a perception. But that perception becomes reality. So being able to forgive ourselves and let go of the guilt and to change those thoughts, because every thought we have creates a new neuron or a new part of the brain. And as you create new around that same thought, then it creates this huge network, which becomes the dominant thought. And whatever the mind possesses, the body expresses. So we can think about something happy that's happened and we can smile. We can think about something that was sad or that made us angry, and we can either cry or get angry again. Well, it's the same thing with stress and post-traumatic stress. Stress is about an 88% component of almost everything that I see people for. So when you can learn to handle your stress, you're going to learn to handle a lot of your chronic pains. You're going to learn to handle also the deeper stresses, the imprinted stresses within your brain of the trauma stresses, because they all have the same underlying process. And a lot of it comes from, let's think about this. There is a film called Why Zebras Don't Have Ulcers, and it's on the History Channel. But let's look at it as something we kind of understand a little bit better. If there is a little bunny rabbit out there in a field of clover and eating, he's just as happy as he can be. But all of a sudden, he gets the idea there's danger. Well, when the danger comes, then he goes into his fight or flight. So the blood that now is nourishing the non-necessary organs for protecting oneself, that blood moves from the gastrointestinal tract and other parts of the body, even from the immune system, and goes to the big muscles of that bunny's legs. Well, and it's ready to go. However, when that danger leaves, that bunny just goes back to normal. The blood moves back into the gastrointestinal tract. There's no stress anymore. He's back munching clover and having a great time. But let's pretend you're that bunny. Now, if you're the bunny and you're out there, the human bunny, and the same danger comes, you do the same thing. That blood starts moving from the areas that are not necessary for survival right now at this moment. It moves out to the big muscles of your arms and your legs, and you're ready to run or fight, but then the danger goes away. Well, in the bunny, that blood then went back, all of it back to where it's supposed to be, back to normal state. But what about this? You're a human bunny. You got a brain. You start thinking. You start thinking about, what if it didn't go away? What if it comes back? What if the danger is going to get my family? Then therefore, you have certain hormones that are called stress hormones. Now, those hormones don't go back to normal. So now, hormones that are only supposed to be used for moments in time to protect you now are still circulating in your bloodstream. And that's where people get a thing called irritable bowel syndrome, and they can get other immune system problems. They can get lupus. They can get arthritis. Of course, we know now that stress can cause cancer. Stress can cause heart disease. So those are the things. If we understand it about stress, then when we bring people in for the because they've got post-traumatic stress, then what we want to do is to teach them how to live today with our thoughts about today and let the past go, because the past really does not exist. We want to live in the present, and it's called the present because it's a gift. So if we want to take that process and then think about, what do we want tomorrow, but tomorrow doesn't exist, so we've got to pretend today that we are what we want to be tomorrow. So that is the process of where we get started with this.
Okay. And you mentioned a story about a ranger who'd had an amputation and a Navy SEAL. Or can you tell me a little bit about those things?
Oh, happy to. Well, while I was down at Camp Lejeune, I got a call from the orthopedic clinic at Naval Medical Center Portsmouth that they had a ranger, that they had this new prototype blade for him to run on. Now, those of you who've been watching the news lately knows what we're talking about. It's the person who won in the Olympics and lately got accused of murder. Well, it was that blade that was a prototype. He was a marathon runner, but he had had an accident where he had crushed his ankle. Well, his ankle hurt so bad it wouldn't go away that they actually ended up cutting his foot off just to get the pain go away. Well, the pain didn't go away. It ended up, because of the stress associated with it, the trauma that was associated with it, imprinting itself now as phantom limb pain. He came down. I worked with him three times during the week that he could be there, the week that I was there down at Camp Lejeune. And he went back, used the blade, the prototype, became a marathon runner again, and that's why you see that blade out today, was because of that Army Ranger and what he was able to overcome. We've seen some Navy SEALs, and it's amazing, because they are probably the elite of the elite in what they can do, but yet they also can get to the process of where you live so much in the past, it's hard to move into the present. And a lot of this stress accentuates, makes worse that pain. So I would get in for the pain, but to work with the pain, I also had to work with the stress and the trauma that went with it. And so the ones that we've had down have done so well in both areas. The comfort level is down basically what we'd call now zero. And you noticed I call it the comfort level, not the pain scale, which is what doctors do. Now we call it the comfort level, 0 to 10, 10 the most uncomfortable, 0 the comfortable, because that sets a different stage within the brain. So as we're working with these people, we've had, we get about 1 a quarter. They've done extremely well. The Marine Corps is very, the Navy is very happy with that. The SEALs are very happy with that process. Even in Desert Shield and Desert Storm, even from those who hadn't seen traumatic things happen, hadn't been involved in traumatic things, would come back and some of them have post-traumatic stress. One of those was a person that I was actually deployed with. And we came back, and to me it was a camping trip, but there was a lot of people that had never been outside at night. And they're sleeping in the desert, and they're getting bombs going off around them. And so some of those came back, and I worked with those, and they responded extremely well. Plus a lot of undercover people that worked during the Iran-Contra things, I worked with those, and they did well. But I had one particular Navy SEAL who, unfortunately, kind of was in a situation where he wasn't with his regular unit, which was the major stress to start with, and the unit that he was with, which was from a different country, when they went in on a mission, they kind of just assumed that he was dead, and they left without him. So he got a major trauma from that. So in hypnosis, I just let him deal with them the way he wanted to deal with them without actually having to go back and do what I knew he wanted to do to them. And that allowed him to remember what I said, that the subconscious mind, which is actually made up of a bunch of glands, the subconscious mind did not know that the thought of what he was doing was not real, because the subconscious mind sees every thought as being an actual real event. Again, that's why when you think of something sad, you can become sad again. Or one of the examples I use in the office is just think about eating a lemon and notice what happens to your jaw and the salivary glands. All of a sudden, it hurts a little bit and you start salivating. You're not eating a lemon, but the brain doesn't know you're not eating a lemon. When these people think about what went on during these traumatic situations, when they think about it, the brain actually thinks they're back and going through it again. So it's creating larger and larger networks of neurons that are focused and concentrating and responding to what happened at that time. The beauty of hypnosis is you can allow them to let that go. And we use it for all types of things. We see a lot of, just a few years ago, I saw a young girl, 12 years old, who had fallen and broken her arms. And she had PTSD and she had a chronic pain from it. Well, she's 12, and children 12 are already in hypnosis, and so therefore whatever we tell them does. And her physician had told her that, well, that pain could last as long as a year. Well, her mom and dad realized that that was not necessarily true. So therefore, we saw her, and we used some techniques, because I use a lot of other, rather than just hypnosis, we use complement alternative medicine, using other things that are a good adjunction to hypnosis, and using those together, and taught her some techniques to use, and she went back to doing what she had done that injured herself without any problem, and was then able to sleep again at night, because we gave her some techniques to use as she was going to sleep. Now, one of the things we teach, and I'll leave this with you, is if you take an abdominal breath, and the way I teach people is just gently push your hand out, that drops your diaphragm, which makes you automatically take a breath. That tugs on the vagus nerve. When you tug on the vagus nerve, it activates the vagus nerve to stimulate 3 hormones. One of those is endorphin, which you could also say it's like morphine. Another one is serotonin, which would be like Prozac. And the third is melatonin, which is like one of your sleeping medications. So when you learn to take that breath that way, in for 3, then hold it for 3 to get a good gas exchange between oxygen and CO2, carbon dioxide, and then let it out for a count of 6. So it's 3, 3, and 6. you'll be surprised at how much better you feel. If you have trouble sleeping at night, do that three times as you're falling asleep. It's a wonderful way. And if you don't remember that, I have a blog, and I've got it all described there, and I've got free downloads of relaxation stuff, too. So it's there and ready for you.
You're listening to The Veteran Next Door. I'm your host, Randy Baxter, and we'll be right back.
The Veteran Next Door will return in a moment.
Stories told and retold from the battlefronts of America's wars by the veterans themselves. The Veteran Next Door. You love the show. Now, get the book. World War II, Volume 1, 1939 to 1946. Read about how our veterans attempted to free children trapped by fascist countries. Learn about the supermen we sent to liberate the world from the crimes of World War II. Stories of Pacific land battles on the land and the sea, battles in Europe, land in the air, survival in the ocean, when a ship sinks and one breaks in half. Soldiers who deserve the Medal of Honor. And read the story of the Battle of Athens, Tennessee, when many soldiers came home and had to deal with a corrupt county government and prove the need for our Second Amendment. Stories told and retold from the battlefront of America's wars. Be sure to get your copy at Amazon.com. The Veteran Next Door, Stories from World War II, Volume 1, 1939 through 1946. Don't miss one word of The Veteran Next Door.
You know, if you already have the book, I hope you're enjoying it. But a lot of people ask me, do they have to order through Amazon.com? Answer is no. You can get it direct from me and have it autographed. All you have to do is call 865-525-2323. Or you can go to my website at www.theveterannextdoor.com. And those are all little letters, no spaces, theveterannextdoor.com. Makes a great gift for birthdays, anniversaries. I get emails from people that said they've bought and read the book and they've learned more about their parents by reading the experience of other people during World War II. I think you'd enjoy it too. So give us a call, 865-525-2323, or order the book online at theveterannextdoor.com.
If you'd like a copy of today's show, contact Randall Baxter at randallbaxter.com or call 865-525-2323. Or you can pick them up at the Veteran Next Door store at 4812 Asheville Highway. Copies can be purchased as individual shows, multiple copies of the same show, or as a series. What better way to share time with the kids than by listening to the experiences of people who actually lived through historic events, like the Battle of the Bulge, World War I, Knoxville during the Civil War, Vietnam as told by soldiers who were there, the Cuban Missile Crisis, Afghanistan, and Islam in the 20th century. Each show is hosted by the Veteran Next Door host, Randy Baxter, describing the history-making events and introducing you to people who experienced the event firsthand. Purchase the shows one at a time or in sets by topic or mix and match to suit your learning needs. For a list of available shows, call 865-525-2323 or contact Randall Baxter at randallbaxter.com.
Are you a licensed life insurance agent anywhere in the United States? Are you a Medicare specialist, final expense agent, captive agent, or independent broker? I have a software package that you're going to want. It's by Estate Docs Pro, and it allows you to establish a revocable living trust for your clients, and you become their go-to person for estate planning and financial planning. You can get a free 30-day trial of this software with training, and all you have to do is ask. You can call me at 865-525-2323, or you can email me at randallbaxter@randallbaxter.com or www.estatepositioningservices.com. Get your 30-day trial. Get your training on how to set this up and watch your income go up. Remember, there's absolutely no cost to you as the agent to learn this software program. No commitment, no obligation. But once you see how it works, you're going to be glad you made the call. Call 865-525-2323 or get in touch with Randall Baxter at randallbaxter.com.
Now back to The Veteran Next Door.
Welcome back to The Veteran Next Door. I'm your host, Randy Baxter, and we're here with Captain Ron Esslinger. And if you're thinking about it, you might want to grab a pencil and a piece of paper because we're going to give you some information you might want. Captain Esslinger, can you tell us a little bit about that breathing process again? And if you're listening on the radio and driving your car, do not shut your eyes. But listen, he's just going to tell you something you might want to know.
Happy to. And not only that, if you go to our website, we've got it both on an audio and printed out for free so you can get it again. We also have it in a book called Hypnosis, Putting Imagination to Work. It's simple. The way I teach people is so that they don't try to take a deep breath, is just put their hand on their abdomen and then gently push the hand out. When you do that, that drops the diaphragm, which automatically pulls air in like a vacuum into the lungs. Now, what makes this important is the two lower lungs, which we usually don't totally fill up, has a lot more blood vessels and a lot more air sacs called alveoli. So now we get more oxygen, which is both healing and relaxing, out to the tissues of the body. So that in itself is a major de-stressor. So it's push it out for three, a count of three, then hold it for a count of three so that you get good gas exchange between the oxygen and the carbon dioxide, and then just let it out for a count of six. So it'd be in, hold, and out. Now, when you do that, if you get a happy thought, then your body is going to enjoy that happy thought. And if you do that three times as you're falling to sleep at night, that'll take you through what's called the hypnagogic state, the theta brainwave state. And whatever's on your mind at that time will be what your brain works on throughout the night.
Wow. Okay, so let's think about a veteran who's come home with post-traumatic stress disorder and has thoughts that keep returning. How does that veteran keep those thoughts from returning?
Well, I think it's not keep them from returning. It's just keep those thoughts from having the same effect on him that they've had in the past. One way is when the thought starts is to stop it. Just say stop the thought and go to something that you'd rather think about. A favorite place, a safe place, a relationship. Go out and do something physical. Those are the things that then will stop that thought from becoming larger and more controlling of you. The key here is for you to control the thought, to not let the thought control you. So you got to just say stop and then put something else there. When you quit creating these connections with the brain, it's kind of a use it or lose it. So the less you have that thought, the less those networks within the brain work together. So over a period of time, as you dilute it out, then what's going to happen is it goes away.
Okay, and so they can get this information at your website, healthyvisionshypnosis.com.
That is correct.
Is that all one word, no spaces?
All one word.
Okay, so listeners, if you're out there and there's a free, they can get this for free?
They can get it for free.
Okay, so they go to healthyvisionshypnosis.com. And if you forget that later on, you can always contact me at theveterannextdoor.com or at randallbaxter@randallbaxter.com, and I'll get it to you. Okay, so one last thought for me, and it's something you said to me in the past hour, is whatever the mind possesses, the body expresses. So can you put that in context for a veteran who's having problems with issues? Or?
Yeah, happy to. What happens is whatever our thoughts are, we create. As I talked about earlier, pain, anger, whatever. If we think about it, we recreate it. So what I'd like for you to do then is think, if we change our thought, change the mind, then that rewires the brain, which changes the behavior. Change the thought, changes the brain, changes the behavior. So nobody can control your thought but you. Only you control your thought.
So if I'm a soldier who was involved in someone's death or harming someone, and that keeps coming back to me, again, say it to me in one sentence, what is it you're going to tell me to do?
I'm going to say forgive yourself and then change your thinking about it so that you rewire your brain so that that behavior, that feeling goes away. And stop the thought.
We want to thank Captain Esslinger for coming and talking to us today. Do you have a phone number you want them to call?
Yeah, if they want to call our office, it's 865-269-4616.
And again, folks, you can go to healthyvisionshypnosis.com. And veterans out there listening, it's just a way to deal with some of the things that bother you and some of the things that, keep recurring. And maybe this advice is good for you. But I guess all I would say to you and what I've learned today is change your mind, change your brain, and change your behavior. You've been listening to The Veteran Next Door. I'm your host, Randy Baxter, and we'll see you next week.
I never was a soldier, but I played one as a child. History was good to me. I grew up free and wild.
You've been listening to Randall Baxter and the Veteran Next Door.
Stories told and retold from the battlefronts of America's wars by the veterans themselves. The Veteran Next Door. You love the show. Now, get the book. World War II, Volume 1, 1939 to 1946. Read about how our veterans attempted to free children trapped by fascist countries. Learn about the supermen we sent to liberate the world from the crimes of World War II. Stories of Pacific land battles on the land and the sea, battles in Europe, land in the air, survival in the ocean, when a ship sinks and one breaks in half. Soldiers who deserve the Medal of Honor. And read the story of the Battle of Athens, Tennessee, when many soldiers came home and had to deal with a corrupt county government and prove the need for our Second Amendment. Stories told and retold from the battlefronts of America's wars. Be sure to get your copy at Amazon.com. The Veteran Next Door, Stories from World War II, Volume 1, 1939 through 1946. Don't miss one word of The Veteran Next Door.
You know, if you already have the book, I hope you're enjoying it. But a lot of people ask me, do they have to order through Amazon.com? Answer is no. You can get it direct from me and have it autographed. All you have to do is call 865-525-2323. Or you can go to my website at www.theveterannextdoor.com. And those are all little letters, no spaces, theveterannextdoor.com. Makes a great gift for birthdays, anniversaries. You know, I get emails from people that say they've bought and read the book and they've learned more about their parents by reading the experience of other people during World War II. I think you'd enjoy it too. So give us a call, 865-525-2323, or order the book online at theveterannextdoor.com.
If you'd like a copy of today's show, contact Randall Baxter at randallbaxter.com or call 865-525-2323. Or you can pick them up at the Veteran Next Door store at 4812 Asheville Highway. Copies can be purchased as individual shows, multiple copies of the same show, or as a series. What better way to share time with the kids than by listening to the experiences of people who actually lived through historic events, like the Battle of the Bulge, World War I, Knoxville during the Civil War, Vietnam as told by soldiers who were there, the Cuban Missile Crisis, Afghanistan, and Islam in the 20th century. Each show is hosted by the Veteran Next Door host, Randy Baxter, describing the history-making events and introducing you to people who experienced the event firsthand. Purchase the shows one at a time or in sets by topic or mix and match to suit your learning needs. For a list of available shows, call 865-525-2323 or contact Randall Baxter at randallbaxter.com.
Are you a licensed life insurance agent anywhere in the United States? Are you a Medicare specialist, final expense agent, captive agent, or independent broker? I have a software package that you're going to want. It's by Estate Docs Pro, and it allows you to establish a revocable living trust for your clients, and you become their go-to person for estate planning and financial planning. You can get a free 30-day trial of this software with training, and all you have to do is ask. You can call me at 865-525-2323, or you can email me at randallbaxter@randallbaxter.com or www.estatepositioningservices.com. Get your 30-day trial. Get your training on how to set this up and watch your income go up. Remember, there's absolutely no cost to you as the agent to learn this software program. No commitment, no obligation. But once you see how it works, you're going to be glad you made the call. Call 865-525-2323 or get in touch with Randall Baxter at randallbaxter.com.